The Mishnah increases that the Beis Hamikdash Beis, which says, "Kami Yisha Boichlin." How long can you wait when you're eating machon sasura? It's a mashal a person Hashem meets neveim or treifa. Does that aver or chaylev? We know the shiur is a kazayis. How long can you spend time eating the kazayis or wait in between and still be starved to be one kazayis? Shteitzach, if you just take a half a kazayis now and you wait till tomorrow and you take a second half a kazayis, it's not starved. That was the half a kazayis today. It'll be also chasi shiur from the Torah, but there won't be any malchus. You didn't need the shiur. Even if you wait an hour in between each half a kazayis, not starved. So what is the shiur? So the Mishnah says, the famous halacha, Ashi yishe metchinu batzoi kedei achinas pras. The shiur is kedei achinas pras. What is the shiur kedei achinas pras? It's machlokes Rashi and Rambam. The Rashi holds the shiur is dana bayim, four eggs, and the Rambam, if you down, holds machlokes asuris, holds the shomish bayim, it's three eggs. So the three eggs is derech six kazayim. So the halacha is, even if you wait in the middle of the kazayis, you mastic, and then you go back, the shiur of shomish or dana bayim, it's mistarf as one kazayis. Either way, or you eat slow, it's mistarf. And l'chayr, this is all halacha Moshe Mitzinai. The whole shiur to begin is all halacha Moshe Mitzinai. When Moshe Rabbeinu came to Hasinai brought Tosh B'Ksav, it said in Tosh B'Ksav, it says don't eat chayinov, don't eat devayinov, it doesn't say the shiur. And the shiur was in Tosh B'Alpeh. In Tosh B'Alpeh, Moshe Rabbeinu told us the shiur is a kazayit for each one, and part of the halacha Moshe Mitzinai is also that a kazayit has to be tesh v'dei achinas pras. The Rambam in Pegidale, the Chachmachasur, Zalchathes, says this is Dafka for Oichlim. But for Mashkin, if there's any Mashkin which is Zaba Asa, Mashal Yayin for Nozir, and the Nozir Nanga drink of Vias Yayin, the Shir is Kadesh Tis Vias. That's the Shir. You have to know how he knows the Mishnah. So I guess the Mishnah explains how he knows the Mishnah, but basically, in Chor, what I'm saying is that this special Lacha Mashmi Sinai, that you can stretch out the Gzayis, you don't have to eat it in Kadeh Achinus Gzayis, you don't have to eat it in the normal Zman proceeds to Gzayis, it's a special Lacha Mashmi Sinai by the Gzayis. We don't have such a Lacha Mashmi Sinai by Revias. As a man or Revias, we don't give you any extra time at all. Revias has to be done, Kadesh Tis Revias. That's a Chor for Mitzvahs also. When you have to drink Revias, you have to drink Kadesh Tis Revias. So if it takes you a Revias to drink, let's say 30 seconds, and the person will be mastic in the middle or stretch out more than 30 seconds, he would not be over if he ate, if he drank down, he would not be Chayav Malchus. But by Kazesim of Eichlin, that we stretch out. We have a special longer zman. These dinim also nagir Yom Kippur, we know a person has to, from Hatzonach and Hashif Sekonda, that has to eat Pachs Mekashir, we tell him to eat each kazayis in less than kdeichin is pras. You come to stretch out longer, so kazayis should not be mistar, or drink tevias and more than kdeish yisavias. Is the Gemara in Chulman and Dr. Chav, the Gemara talks about tikve sedam v'ochloy, yeshim chesachin v'gomay. If you take a moshe chelev and you dissolve it and you make it into liquid form and you drink it, so the Gemara yichayev. So in fact, the Gemara kash, I achin l'ksiv v'bei v'ho lav achilahi. The Torah says, I say chal. The lav of chelev is not this hanoah and chelev. The lav of chelev is this achila. And this is not achila. When you melt it, you drink it, you're drinking it. We might think that, okay, achina b'chal shti b'chal achina, that's also called ingesting, it's also called achina, the Gemara holds the kasha. The Gemara holds you not over the lav of achina. So the Gemara answers, Amr shloka, shamar kro, nefesh rabbis is a shaysa. It's not, this whole gzeis akasa, the whole extra drusha, the Gemara has special drusha, it's v'ma b'da achina b'chai, saifa achina, saifa shtiya. Special gzeis akasa. And I think we're going to from here for all other machan sasuris, this chayv and shtiya also. But the shayla is, if in this case, this halacha, if you take chayla, you make it into liquid form, And then you drink and you're over. What's the shear to mitzvah? Well, the shear itself, he means the gzayis. It doesn't change the revias because the ter after the ches of chayinah, the ter after the chayinah in the gzayis. As a mango, when you melt it, the shear would not change the revias, even though it's liquid now. The shear would remain the gzayis. It would be the yitz of chayla. When it's melted, it would be whatever the original gzayis was now in the melted form. But what's the din benegeya? Minigay be mitzvah, but does that have to be b'chdei shtis v'vias, or does that have to be b'chdei achinas pras? So the Rambam paskins, on this case, that it would be b'chdei shtis v'vias. Since now it's liquid form, it would be b'chdei shtis v'vias. And it's mokas of deceptive. Deceptive sach in Pergalus, halacha yud, The Rambam has been in also Chachas Chametz Matzah. Take out Chachas Chametz Matzah. Talks about if you take chametz and you melt it into liquid form, it would the shear be kazayis, but the shear to be starf would be kadesh to sevias. And as Mokka is the scepter. And the Chachinach and the Kuf Mechasi, he asks the Kashi, he says, he doesn't understand it. He says, since the shear is a kazayis, the chayis should be vechdei achinas pras. Like, I mean, why should it change because you have to melt it? As if it means a kazayis. As if it means the shear kazayis, not a vias, it should be vechdei achinas pras. Why should it be vechdei achinas vias? As if I'm a Chachinach. So it's in the Sefer Master Melach from Smag Diskin, Rosh Yivin Kotavir, he has a Merzik in my Mokam. He says, if you look into the Sefer itself, the Goyin changes the Yisra. The Sefer says like the Rambam, the old Yisra. That when you melt down the chaylev, the shear becomes the chayshis v'yis. If the goyin changes the gifts, it's the chayshis v'yis. Because the goyin obviously is bothered by this kasha. It's chaylev, and the shear is a gzayis. If there's a gzayis, it should be chayshis v'yis. So he now changes the gifts, and that way he has such a gifts in the sefer. And that's after the goyin discussion, he said he changed it to chayshis v'yis. So if have a moedik is the Rambam and the goyin in the gifts of the sefer. If you have a chaylev or any oichel that you melt down into liquid, what's the remains? The shear is so remains like chaylev. It means the chetz of chaylev, which is a gzayis. But the shear to mistarif it, according to the goyin, it will be the vilna goyin, the girl, it will be kdei achinas pras, as a viyev gzayis. And according to the Rambam, it becomes kdei shiyus viyus. So just want to understand what's the machlokes the Rambam and the goyin. The posh is. The goyin is the more pashut of pshat that since it remains the shear is a gzayis, kdeichinus pras is a din in a gzayis. Whenever the shear is a gzayis, the shear of a staff is kdeichinus pras. That's also Moshe Mitzinai. And only something which is a vias is vechdei shiyus a vias. But whatever has a shear, it's a din in the shear. And the din in the gzayis is kdeichinus pras. But the Rambam shita, Ashkenazim and Zog, and Rambam holds the whole din of kdeichinus pras, kdeichinus shiyus a vias, is not a din in chesed disur. It's a din in the maisa. It's in a maisa achila or maisa shtiya. A maisa achila has to be b'chdei achinas pras, so it's not called a maisa achila. And a maisa shtiya has to be g'dei shtiya sevias, it's not called a maisa shtiya. And over here, the metzias, you're doing a maisa shtiya. So you get that term sheet. I'm told, enechnami, we're talking about chaylev, and the shir is a gzayis. Although the maisa, you're doing a maisa shtiya. That's what you're doing, and a maisa shtiya has to be g'dei shtiya sevias. If you stretch it out more than g'dei shtiya sevias, it's not called, it goes on the maisa. So these shirim of the achinas pras, the shir sevias, does it go on the chesed of the yisur, or the shir of the yisur, or does it go on the mice that you're doing? And it comes in a little better according to the Gemara. The Gemara says that the whole reason why you're chayiv when you shayt the chaylev which melted is a whole separate pasuk nefesh. It's a whole separate drasha. It's a separate drasha. You have you see it needs a mice shtiya. It is a mice. So on the mice shtiya there are holes. That's kedei shir sevias. And that'll be a machlekes. There's the Mechatz Chinuch from Mr. Shinya Gimel. He says to Gishayna on this whole din of Teichinus Pras. Are we Meshaya Teichinus Pras by each person individually, his teva, or do we go by other Beinoni? Every people have different tivim, different natures of how fast they eat. There's people that eat quickly, people that eat slowly. So one person to eat the shear of Kdechinus Pras, which is 3 or 4 eggs, will take him 10 minutes. The next person will take him 2 minutes. He's a very quick eater, won't get any slow. Do we go by each person? And for him, that's his personal shear of Kdechinus Pras? Or do we go by other Beinoni?
It's an al-shear, but Pars,
So he brings
the... You take a drink and you make it...
Kdechinus also, but every person is different. Some people drink.
You make the double gush.
Right. Right.
The same thing would be
going back to the other machlokes. The other machlokes is chayyur. And chayyur, if you take dam, which makes congeal, like you take dam and do machlokes about.
The same.
But the shir would be revius. But chayyur would be going back to the other machlokes, the Rambam and the guy. And chayyur would be the same thing the other way. And the more talks about dam shehikve, if you take dam, you congeal into an eichel. And chayyur, the shir remains revius. Whatever revius gelled into this. But now it's a ma'is achila. So according to Rambam, it would be the achinas pras. The chayyur doesn't say it's dam. What? Well, that's how machlokes Rambam and the guy. That's the guy sheet. The guy sheet is the zman status goes by the shir. If it's a gzayis, it's a yechins pras, that's the grain sheet. But the Rambam says differently, so in Chayyur Rambam would be this way also. We explain, because it's in the Maisa Achilin. Maisa is in Maisa Achilin. It's not Hesishka Maisa Achilin, it's more than Hesishka Maisa Achilin.
You'll never be able to eat it because Hesishka Maisa Achilin, although that's not the only one, it's going to be...
You can never do. You never have it in a case. I mean, you can never eat as fast as you drink. Maybe. Okay. Maybe one bite. Swallow it. Jones goes down quick. But getting back to this new shayla, in the etzem shir of Kedayachin Aspras, are we mashayya that by each person himself, what his teva, how long it takes him to eat a pras, gimel dan bayim, or do we go by other baby? So the Michas Linuch brings the Shein Arayah from the Mishnah Kelim. There's a Mishnah Kelim, Perki Zayim, Mishnah Alach, the Rav Mishnah says, Yeshu Amwa Kol Fi Mashu Adam. There's a number of things that go by the person. Every person is different. HaKoymes is a Mincha, Vachoyven Sektaris, Vashoysa Kamoli Lugma Vyam Kippurim, Ukamozen Shtei Suzis Erev. The Mishnah does four things. Kmitza, what's the amount for Kmitza? Like the Mishnah, every person depending on his body, depending if he has big hands or small hands. The Kmitza, what you do Kmitza by the Kol Mincha, you take three fingers full. If he has a bigger hand, the kmitza is big. If he has a smaller hand, the kmitza is smaller. Chayfin is kateris, but kateris used to do a handful, two hands together. How much was it? Hakol fi mashu adam. Everything is according to the person. If he's a bigger person, it was more. If a small person, it was less. It didn't go by adam beinani. Same thing. Shayis tachmoli lugma of Yom Kippurim. The shear of shti on Yom Kippur to be over is the shear of a cheekful. And every person is different. It doesn't go by adam beinani. It goes by each person. And the last thing is not mazon shtei suzis ha'erev. When we make Erev Tchumen, for example, you have to put down Mazon Shtei Suzis. So that shear is how much that person eats, what's considered Suzis for him. So Tainit Mechatz Chinuch, the Mishnah is telling you everything which goes according to the person. For example, the Mishnah doesn't say Tfachim. Moshe, you need Zayin Tfachim in a Sukkah, or 10 Tfachim in a Bechayv and Makkah. We're not going to say every person goes according to his Tefach, his hand. That we go by Yadam Beinani. An Amma, we don't go, like a Venus thing, maybe a Pasuk. These things, we don't go by the person, we go by another Menini. So, Tainta Mechasunach, it doesn't say in this Mishnah the din of Kedayachin Aspras. It's Mashma that Kedayachin Aspras goes by another Menini. But the Mishnah tells you whatever goes by Hakolfi Mashu Adam. The Mishnah tells it and gives you a list. It says Koimis, it says Chafina, Akhtairis, it says Shesimali Lugmuk. It doesn't say Kedayachin Aspras. Mashma that will go by other Menini. That's the Jaya. I was thinking there's a shtickle chilek. That Mishnah is talking about the size of a person. That Mishnah is telling you everything. The size of a person goes by that person. His kmitza, the size of his hand. His chafina, the size of his hands. His lugma, the size of his cheeks. And that you can be medayek, but tfachim, we don't go by the size of his hands. We go, if it doesn't say in the Mishnah, you can be medayek, it goes by the baini. But this shayin, what they're saying is pas, does not go by the size of the person. It goes by his nature. Because by his teva, if he's a quick eater or a slow eater, you have very big people that are slow eaters, you have very small people that are quick eaters. It's such a dig. When the Mishnah wants to give you a list of Hakol fi Mashu Adam, and you want to be Medayik, whatever's not in the Mishnah goes by Adam Beini, whatever is in the Mishnah goes by the person. This Mishnah is talking about things that are telling you the size of the person. The Mechasinach wants to show to, it doesn't say, Kriyachin's Pras, it must be, it doesn't be any. I just want to say, maybe it's not the non-Hansund Raya, because could be the Mishnah is only counting about things as the size of a person. This is a Ted of the Menchik. But Mechasun Reva was being the Haftiger Raya, different Raya, which I think is the Amish Haftiger Raya. The Gemara in Sukkah, the from Bezim and Bez, the Gemara says, the halacha that a person cannot, it's also to daven in front of Tzoya. That's in the street, it's also to daven there. But a baby, with a baby, diaper, you're allowed to daven there. Because a baby is not considered real schmutz, but a baby's diaper, you're allowed to daven. So the Gemara says, the shear is, cotton, the shagir, and the gil, where he's able to reach, eat kazayas, machikim, and seos, and the when a baby reaches the age that he's able to eat a kazayas, paschitin, he's able to eat a kazayas, bread, then, which is what age, I mean, you see, you sell babies maybe a year old, 8 months old, 9 months old, maybe possibly they could eat a kazayas, that's when that soy is considered soy, and you cannot daven there. And the Gemara says over there, "V'hu shiyachulecha b'chayachin aspras." I'm Rav Chizda. "V'hu shiyachulecha b'chayachin aspras." That's only if a baby you give him a kazayas, he's at that age. But you give him a half an hour, you put that little piece of challah in front of him, and he'll sit there for half an hour, take him half out to eat it. That's not called a baby that can eat a kazayas, because that's still tzoya that you're not davening in front of. But if he's able to eat that kazayas within the shiur of b'chayachin aspras, within 2 minutes or 4 minutes or whatever, 9 minutes, whatever the shiur is. I guess we're going to show him in 9 minutes. Within 9 minutes, that's already called you could eat exayas. So, if I didn't make a chasrinach, who are you mishaya this kriyaching as pras by? It can't be by the baby. The baby cannot eat pras. We're talking about a baby that could first eat a exayas. He's not able to eat 4 kazaisim. He's not able to eat 4 eggs. Once the baby reaches the age, he's able to eat exayas already. We're talking about the shayla that you have to be machet from his zayas. So, obviously, this baby cannot eat cannot eat four eggs himself. So muzain that by this Gemara, which says the who sheyachol also the teichin espras, I mean mishay b'adamainini. And Mechatzon says from this Gemara you have a klar raya from the tina from the baby that the teichin espras goes by adamainini. Because if you mishay by every person, the shenus who you mishay the teichin espras by the person himself, his every single person, one guy teichin espras is 9 minutes, next guy is 10 minutes. Or do you go by another baby? If you go by a person himself, then by the baby, the tzinnik, you have to go by the baby. But the baby cannot eat a tzinnik in his. You're talking about when a baby first reaches, when he's too little, he cannot eat a kazayas at all, you're not machim, so when he's 7 months old. When he reaches 8 months old, he's able to eat a kazayas, then you're machim. If now he could eat a kazayas, he cannot eat four kazayas and five kazayas, eight kazayas. So obviously, well, this the Gemara says that by a tzinnik, when he's able to eat a kazayas, he machim from his tzinnik, If he could eat the Kedeshin Spas, obviously Meshep on the Beni. So when you have a right to all over, the Kedeshin Spas goes by the Beni. But then the Mechatzon is the Kasha that if Taka, that's Taka the Din, that you Meshai Kedeshin Spas by the Beni, how come none of the Paiskim told us what the Shear is? Until recently, I mean, you had a way to face a much of Fanshin, until recently, that now lately the Paiskim is talking about what the Shear of Kedeshin Spas is. Is it 2 minutes? Is it 9 minutes? But what did the earlier Pesachim tell us? There's no Magen Avraham, there's no Rashba, so why did the earlier Pesachim tell us before? The Beis Yosef, why did they tell us the Shia? He says, if the Shia for the Echis Pas would be according to every single person, his Teva, then he understands why the Pesachim don't tell us, because everybody is different, so the Pesachim cannot tell us. But if you've Meshai Badan Beinani, why isn't this already in the early Pesachim? Why is it only recently that they're telling us? Does it affect the Akasha?
And then he also changes with the.
I was thinking that. It should change with each star. Even you go with Benini, but it'll go by Zohar. Maybe 200 years ago, Benini was 4 minutes. Now, Benini is 5 minutes. Maybe it should, if you go in, it should go with each star. Maybe that's what the person don't talk about.
The question was that
Benini used to walk 10 parsecs a day. Right. But my question was, because we do find the Moshe one thing. Shir Moly Lugma of Yom Kippur goes by. That goes by Adam Bein. That doesn't go by Adam Bein. I'm sorry. Okay, that might be a Shukha Teres, but he doesn't say that Teres Mechus Chanech. Mechus is a different Teres. He wants to say that even if you Meshai by Adam Bein, but you Meshai every Meichel, every food is different. The shear of Kedeshin is Pras, the shear of four eggs of Challah is not the same thing as four eggs of Basa, it's not the same time it takes to eat four eggs of maybe fruit, of other things. So every oichel would have a different shear.
And every oichel,
how long that would take. And really, that's a shukha shayin, is that takad al-loch on that? So, he says, there is a Mishnah in certain Nagoyim, Peggy Gilmash, a testing, where brings it down in Erev, in the Fallon, in Sukkot Abok, that is a holchemish misina, and nichnas a beis hamelugah, a person walks into a house that has negi tzaraas, it becomes tummy. And the Mishnah says the shear is if he shows Hashem, if he stays in the house, Kedeshin is pras. Especially because there's a custom that he has to stay in that house, the shear of Kedeshin is pras, whatever, the 4 or 5 minutes, whatever it is. Because he walks in and walks out, he doesn't become tummy. And the Mishnah says, Kedeshin is pras chitim, v'loy pas oyim. It has to be Kedeshin is chitim, not oyim, because chitim we eat a little bit quicker. So you see from this Mishnah that even pas chitim we eat quicker than pas oyim. So there are differences. Barley bread is a little thicker, a little coarser, takes longer to eat. So you see the difference between each oichel. As a man, let's say that's why the Pesachim don't give us a shear. Really, he thought this might be a riot that you're not Meshaya Bodom Beinani. Because if you're Meshaya Bodom, if you're Meshaya Bakol Odom, that's why the Pesachim bring it down. But no, maybe really we are Meshaya Bodom Beinani. But the reason why the Pesachim don't bring it down is because each oichel has a different shear. And that way there's no end to it, so the Pesachim cannot give a shear. That's hysterics. And according to this, the Mechas Chinuch brings down the famous Mishnah Machzakir about hot coffee. When you have a hot coffee, normally, let's say, Kadesh used to be a regular cold drink would be, the same drink if it was cold would be, let's say, 30 seconds. But what about the hot coffee? Which Kadesh used to be, if it's very hot, or hot tea, would be 2-3 minutes. Do you go by the regular drink, or do you go by according to the hot drinks? You do the Biskarov, or the Machman Shaila, and he used to drink a hot tea, he used to leave over a vias to cool off, so you could drink a bechdeshi sevias, not to be nechmas in the shayla. If you drink the whole thing slowly, you have a shayla, maybe he's mechuyev in a bracha achrayna, or maybe not, if it wasn't bechdeshi sevias. So he's to be machmen that, but it's really mishnah shayla. And the mechafirch wants to say, from his raya, and the fact that the poskim don't tell us the shia, and he has the kasha, why not? Because he was already mechiyev from the Gemara of Sukkot and Beis that Chigayim was Beini. So it's the Beini wanted the Pesach to bring it down. So from that kasha, why the Pesach don't tell us the Shiva in Chisparas, Mechusunach, Pereraya, that we go by each Eichel. It's a middle, like Mechusunach, if you go by each Eichel, the same thing, we would go by the hot coffee, whether it's hot or whether it's cold. Once we push it, it'll be a different shear. From the from his dryer that we go by every oichel differently, and his dryer from every oichel differently. In fact, the person don't tell us the shear. That's why don't tell us the shear.
Then we eat the ices.
Maybe the same thing. Anachami. If it's very cold, ices you eat slower than it. Right, same thing. Right, because it's very cold. But even a very very cold drink, maybe you drink a little bit slow also, but not of ice. I think maybe it could be machalak between his raya is that we go by every oichel, so maybe in one oichel itself we're not machalak whether it's hot or cold. Maybe that, but that's shugul deichel. Mechusach doesn't hold that way. He holds that he has a raya that we go by every oichel. Kfi mashahu,
the coffee
would be different. He wants to say coffee would go by what it is what now, is hot, and you would do the station. So what is now? But the Mechusun says, this is Ikaraya that Kedei Achinas Pras goes by every single Eichel, because otherwise bothering him, want the place to tell us what the share is, Muzan goes by every Eichel, that's why they don't tell us. That's a good teretz why in Hilchos Yom Kippurim, for example, the place don't tell us what is the share of the Achinas Pras. For Chel Nesheish Pesakona, they have to eat on Yom Kippur, why don't they tell us how long he should wait? Or they're all talking about it, 7 minutes, 9 minutes, why don't they tell us? Because every Eichel, the Teretz is like he's saying, it's a right from here that every Eichel is different, and they can't give us a list of every Eichel. But it's still bothering me in Hilchos Pesach, by Matzah, why did the place get so? That's going to get everybody. The Chayin Rahman Salon is not going to get everybody, but Matzah is going to get everybody, and most people, I know the different types of Matzahs, but Matzah, very few people eat Matzah Chitim. Why did the place come say over there what the shear of Matzah is?
The Eichel is right.
Yeah, it doesn't say. He means right from there that there is a difference between each eichel.
Right, but you see, it's mefarad because it was.
And why is it wasn't mefarad other places? Well, nice. His mechusra is from the fact that the person don't tell us. But why don't they tell us the chumash? I think it's still shadu kasha. There's one verse. Chakir mechusanach is the whole din of kedeichim is pras. Are we meshay just in the zman of the hafsaka, or do we count the zman achilas also? For example, let's say a person needs a hip exercise in 1 minute. And then he waits, let's say Kedeichinus Pras is 4 minutes. And then he waits 3 minutes, he eats for 1 minute, and he has Zayas. Then he waits for 3 minutes, then he eats again for 1 minute. So if you can look just at the Hafsaka, the Hefsek, the time he waited in the middle was 3 minutes. That would be Kedeichinus Pras. But if you count the eating part, it was 5 minutes. Maybe it was more than Kedeichinus Pras. So do you count the eating part? Or was it only the Hefsek itself? It's medayek in the Rambam for Kiyud and Hilchos Trumas. It's also in Hilchos Trumas, interesting. Also Gimel. The Rambam says, "Im yesh metchinas achinu vishoyin v'atzoyf achinu achrin v'chdei achinas pras." It's mashma from the Rambam Beirish that you go by the achinas also. You count the achinas also in the chesed. As the Bemis, the Rambam's mark is tesefta. Tesefta also, and the Bihalacha brings this raya also in some tough reshid beis Hilchos Yom Kippurim Sefiyut. But the Mechatzinuch brings down. He says, if you look in Tosfos and Krisus, that you beis. On the days, the Matzah Mitchila, and the Ran and Yuma, the Pema Beis, you see the Chaylik. They hold the Shir of the Echnes Pras, goes only on the Hefzik itself. So the Sand, some Chayt Yishainim. And the Kapis Tumam, Taka Yeson, takes us in the Ran from the Moshe Nate Sefta. We have a minute to speak about another Indian, a little bit related. And then, say, with Kitza, in the Pasha Pigal, in Pasha Tzav, we have two dinim. First, the Torah says, "Lo yichashev." the lab, you should not, when the coin is makir kabonis, you should not think to be to that the kabon will be eaten chosmanik. For example, kabon shalom is supposed to be eaten in 2 days, and the coin is makir, but you should not think to be makir that it's going to be eaten after 2 days. And this, and the Gemara Dashins from the same thing on Achinas Zbeach. You should not be choshev that you're going to be makti achus zmanik. The moon, you're supposed to be makti that day or that night. You should not be think that you're makti it late achus zmanik. That also. And there's another din in case the coin and the gemara is shying off the bayam yichoshev. But the stammer person cannot make this machshava. Only the coin doing the void. The gemara is shying off the bayam who's sitting at home while the coin's being makti. If the bayam could make this. Make this tickle, make this machshava. But there's another din in the Gemara's mind. If the kohen has this machshava, if the kohen is oiva and he has this machshava, the bus becomes pigle. And pigle is a din in everybody. Pigle becomes also bachila, even mizmana. If the kohen has this machshava, then even that day, that bus becomes also bachila and it's chayav karis. So it comes out the lab of yechoshev is the lab on the kohen, maybe the violin, not everybody else, but the lab of pigle. To eat the pigle goes on everybody. The Gemara in Zvachim, the Flamed Hay, says that it has to be, the Machshav has to be in Dova, which is a mitzvah to eat for Adam, or a mitzvah to mak the Mizbeach. You can't switch it. If the Kohen has in mind that the Murim that's going to go in the Mizbeach, that Adam is going to eat it late, that doesn't count. That's garnish. That's not allowed. It's going to become table. Well, if a cat, if he has in mind something that the Bosa, that the Bayan, the Kohen is supposed to eat, that you're going to mak the Mizbeach late, that's a shtus. That's not Machshav. That doesn't count. That doesn't become table. Also says over there that if you have a machshava on something which is not roi lachila, you're going shalil. The Gemara brings down the shalil is a uba baby in the stomach of the carbon that's not finished yet. That's it can be eaten, but it's not something that's really considered roi lachila. The baby's not finished. So if you have in mind to eat that chutz mani, that's no lava lo yachashiv, and it's not pickled. So that's called double. It's not roi lachila. The Mechusin has a shayla. There's a Gemara B'sochim, the Chavdala, the Gemara says, Kho Yisun Sheba Torah, Yen Loikin Alein, Yen Lidech HaNosim. All Yisun Sheba Torah, you're not over if you eat it, Shem Loikin Lidech HaNosim, Mid Raisa. For example, Chaylid, the Rabbi Tati Chaylid, you're not over if you eat it chay, if you eat it raw. The Derech of HaNosim would be to cook it. If you eat it raw, you're not chayib. So, Klet the Mechusin, what about the Machshava of Lo Yechoshe? You have in mind, to eat the shuman. In every behemoth, there's some of the fats is called chaylim, some is called shuman. It's doing the exact same mitzvah, the same fat. The chaylim is the part that you mark on the zbeach, and that's chayav karas, that's also. And the shuman is the rest of the fat, it's the same mitzvah, so, but that's mutav achila. But just like chaylim, the Gemara says, derech achila is mevushal nachai, shuman also will be daf mevushal nachai. But what if the kohen had in mind that he's going to eat the chaylim, chutz zman lai chay?
Chaylim or shuman?
I mean, this is Shuman, Chuzmani Chai. So, just like there's no, that's not called Definos in the Yisroom, what about the Nav of Vayichashi? So, the Mechas Chinech wants to show too this Gemara of Shalil. Just like the Gemara says something which is not very Lachila, there's no din of Vayichashi, the same thing, there won't be a din of Vayichashi on the Shuman with Shangai Gedechia. But I'm thinking it is a Shalil Chilek. The shalil, something which is not really lachin, is b'chlal not in the pasha of leichashev, and not in the pasha of pigle. The Torah gave a pasha of leichashev and pigle. It said that certain parts of the behemoth wasn't counting the face of the or the skin of the behemoth wasn't counting the shalil. That's b'chlal not in the pasha. Mashen kein, the shuman isn't the pasha of leichashev. It isn't the pasha of pigle. It's the mekim zogin. It's in the pasha. Even shenoy kedach hanosin is also chayiv, and that's it's not a right from there. And even the Mechus Chinuch, he just writes Ayin. I told Rai, is not Mamash Rai. He writes Ayin, the Gemara in Zvachim Nafal Medhei. He's my Messiah in the Mokum. I think he's Messiah in the. Maybe it's Rai, but it's not Mamash Rai.
That means Rai
for kids. Why did it say Shalil and not Sechei, not Sechum Chai? You're like to be in such a dig. Okay. Okay, it's a little bit more of a relief in there.